views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen.
But sometimes subjects need to be talked about, and we're going to talk about kind of what a medium's perspective is on what suicide means and what happens to the souls on the other side and what I have seen in my practice for the last 14 years of being a medium. Because in my practice, obviously, with the work that I do, whether it be missing persons work or whether it be just consulting for a reading or, you know, the ability to connect with past loved ones and you know, making families feel comfortable, I have seen it all, and I've seen many, many different perspectives of this type of genre. And I will say to you is that it's time to just kind of understand actually what soul means. Soul means to life is life, and life is continuous, and life continues on the other side, and it doesn't die. It never does. And what I have seen actually in practice when I've done readings for people who have committed suicide, and they come through. They always come through with a different link. And I say that because when I link for people in their energy, when souls come through, it has a different vibe to it. You know what I mean? And, you know, when I've linked with people who have, you know, chosen to take their life, they come through with a really strong love, high energy vibration. And it's almost like they're escorted in, and they're usually escorted in with a past relative who comes to join them or come and connect with them. It's like, you know, it's very, very healing. It's a very type of energy that's just, all I can say, it's just like pure love. And there's that love vibration and that pure link that I get when I do connect with people. But it's kind of ramps it up a bit when, you know, the choice has been theirs to leave this earth. I'm a big old firm believer, though, that life continues on the other side, that you're not harmed because of the circumstance. I think you have to understand the circumstances of what happens. But do I believe, in my perspective, that you're put into hell or damnation for the rest of your soul's life? No. I believe that it's part, you know, a learning process. I also believe in that people need to understand, too, that people, when they've taken their life, that sometimes in this world, they've come here, they've learned their lessons, they got it, and in order for their soul to heal, they needed the purest of love on the other side to do that. And we as humans couldn't do it for them. Not even a mother's love, a father's love, a brother's love, sister's love, friend love, whatever you want to call it. And I need people to understand that that's okay, because that's the hardest part of grief when I work with my clients, is that people don't understand, like, how could they do this to me? How could they do this to my family? Why didn't I know something different about them? Why didn't they tell me? You know, all those questions that go along with that, the why, whys, right, that continue with the lifelong journey for the people left behind. And in this circumstance, it's important for all those loved ones to understand that their soul was so unique that they needed the transition to become so that they could maybe heal. Do you understand how that works? And even with that, sometimes as a family, as a friend, as the person who knew this person, who this the circumstance happened, that they also need to understand that it's all a part of maybe kind of their soul purpose, that it was part of maybe even a lesson to you. You can't see that in the moment. You can't see that in your grief. But at some point, you'll see it to understand it, that those circumstances around that was a learning curve for the people left behind. There was reason. There was method to, you know, the reasoning why that happened. Not as a punishment, never as a punishment. It's meant for healing. It's meant to redirect maybe your soul purpose of why you're here. It's meant to redirect your influence of maybe how to do something better the next time. How about that? How many times do we see people, you know what, they've had a situation where, you know, someone's committed suicide, a family member or a loved one, and all of a sudden they're raising money for, you know, programs with, like, for suicide walks and prevention. And you look at the process of even donations that occur for hotlines and in a prevention mode because they've lost a loved one. You know, even when we look at, you know, so many recent passings that have happened due to this, you know, obviously Robin Williams comes to mind to all of us. And you look at the impact that his message had in reference to his passing and how people came out in droves and helped people and were made aware. Not that, you know, and maybe partly, you know what I mean? That was his last journey, Robin Williams' last journey or last message to all of us. You know what I mean? To be aware, to be preventive. But it also made huge awareness, right, to mental illness and what we can do as a society and how we can help that. You know, let's face it, that's a big crux in our insurance system. It's a big crux in our society. You know, what are people going to accept? You know what? Having, you know, mental illness and depression is right in the top 10. Did you know that? It's in the top 10 for death. And it's actually number one is heart disease. And the last one is suicide. And then there's increments of Alzheimer's, diabetes, you name it, cancers, you know what I mean, in between all of that. But you know what? It's created awareness. And sometimes, you know what, like in all negativity, you always have to find the positivity. That's what my kids always say. And it's so important that we remember that and that we look at that as actually opportunity actually to make good, to make it good. And because, you know what, the suicide thing is, you know, pretty high statistics there. There's like every 13 minutes, someone, you know, in preparing for the show, I was looking for information. And every 13 minutes, someone passes away from suicide. Every 13 minutes. So if you look at the clock right now, you know what, it's 4:11. 13 minutes from now, you know what, it will be, you know, someone will pass away. So, you know what, it's just crazy when you think about the statistics of things. You know what I was amazed at, actually, is the highest rate of suicide amongst ages is 45 to 64. So Robin obviously fell in that criteria. The next highest is age 85 and up. So all these poor people, you know, who are older, you know what I mean, just want to leave life and continue and not, you know, be part of it anymore. And these older people are taking their lives too. At first I thought, oh, it must be, you know, teenagers, because I see that a lot in my practice. And that's actually the lowest, age 15 to 24. Most of this is actually, you know, when you look at this, obviously men have a higher rate than women. But in doing so, it's like you have this whole, you know, system of breakdowns within those age groups. And obviously the teenager or the younger group is, many of it's due to accidental suicide, due to drugs, experimentation, you know, those type of things. But obviously depression can fall into it. But in the rest of that, I was, you know, usually in suicide, it's usually, you know, they find cocaine, heroin, alcohol, you know, marijuana in people's systems. So, you know, those are coping mechanisms, right? Coping mechanisms for people who are in those dire straits situations when they are in, you know, you'd have to be in dire straits actually to do it. And that's, you know, the component of the depression point of it. But I can tell you this much, when you get to the other side, you are thrown into a batch of healing that you would have never been able to have here. And it's something that actually is quadrupled, if you've ever written such a word, that is all surrounded by love. It doesn't come from a dimension of hate or ill will. It always comes from love of what you receive on the other side. So it's purpose there is to heal you. We're going to talk a lot about this. I'm going to tell some stories and examples of readings that I've done. And we were going to run to break, everybody. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation on suicide.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
So as we're continuing our conversation today, a difficult emotional subject is obviously suicide and what happens to the soul on the other side when they transition. And in my work, obviously being in practice for 14 years, I've seen many families come for readings connecting to their loved ones. And as I explained earlier in the segment, is that when their loved ones come through, the vibration is so full of love. And often I find that there's often, you know, people who might have been close to that loved one in their lifetime, like a grandmother or grandfather or a special aunt or uncle of someone who's on the other side, or even a parent who come through with that person, and it's like kind of showing them the way, to be honest with you, with their energy and how to link. But within that too, what happens is that they become really strong in their energy. It's almost like, you know how like you've gone, if you ever, you know, for instance, hypothetically, okay, here's my Catholic school coming together. If you've ever, in Catholic upbringing, if you've gone to church and you just had a really good sermon and you all of a sudden just feel really fulfilled and you feel that moment, right? Or you've read a really good book that just really spoke to you, like Listen Up, The Other Side Is Talking, plug, plug, plug. But you listen to, you know, you listen to something and you felt engulfed with knowledge, right? That's the kind of the wavelength actually that I get when I link with people who have crossed. It's that type of engulfment and energy that they bring to the table with the read. I can tell you this, every time I've read for someone who has passed on, they always come back apologetic. They always come back sympathetic to the circumstances at hand and what happened, and they don't want them to have that grief, your loved ones to have their grief. They want especially to let them know that they're okay. They want them to understand that they're whole, that they're not half, like maybe they lived their life for how many years. And that's the component and the piece of the pie that people need to understand, that they're over there on the other side healing. All our souls go over there to heal. Okay, whether we've had a perfect life, bad life, whatever life, we're all over there to heal. And in that, how do you heal? You heal with love. You don't heal with hate. And that's the process. That's the component of the soul that continues to grow, that continues to feel it. It's really interesting because, you know what? Souls never feel old, okay? You know, we can often say the words old soul, right, when we see a baby or a young child who acts so old, because old soul means they've been here before, and they act so much older than they should maybe at a certain age. And you can just tell with people, right? And or when you connect with somebody who you're just best of friends that you've never met before, that's old soul stuff. That's the soul journey, you know, that you've been here before together. Well, when the soul's on their other side and they're rejuvenating together and they're healing each other, that's the soul energy that actually becomes the component of the healing that everybody gets on the other side when they've taken their life. They are journeying just like we're journeying every day to get up for work every day, you know, to take the kids up to school, to go off to, you know, do a project, whatever it is. Their soul is evolving. It's like full circle. And the soul never dies. It always thinks it's young. It's always carefree. It's nothing that is, you know, in a place of batterment or hurtfulness. And, you know, when I look at this and I see, like, you know, how, you know, this, when I've read for people, and I can tell you this much, as a medium, I am really tired of doing readings for people with heroin overdoses. And it's just an epidemic like no tomorrow. It is a situation in our world, whether it be someone who is young, someone who is old, someone who is in their 50s, 60s, you know what I mean? To someone, you know, I've never done a reading for anyone who's done a heroin overdose in their 70s or 80s, but you know, this younger drug of choice and experimentation. And I did a reading for someone actually the other day that I talk about heartache, and you don't have a care in the world, people, when, you know what, a mother has lost two children due to heroin overdoses and is trying to connect with them, you know what I mean, based on the circumstances. And, you know, they become a victim, basically, of the disease. And the dis-ease in their life led them down this path to create, you know, this horrible journey, not only for themselves, but for their families, right, and friends. So, you know, I'm kind of preaching today, but I'm really getting kind of pissy because, you know, as unsympathetic that is to say, but you know what, we need to have a reality check on how this drug affects the world. And where it's going, because I can't tell you in the last 2 years in my service, in my work that I do, of how many readings I get, maybe biweekly, of people who come for readings, and this is the drug of choice of why someone committed suicide or accidentally committed suicide, and I am just worn out. I'm tired of it. And you know what? And that goes to show you, like, people who, you know, do commit suicide, there's usually a drug involved with their body. It's alcohol, it's cocaine, it's heroin, it's marijuana. You know, these are escape drugs, right? They're escape drugs to get out of Dodge, out of my mind, so I don't have to deal with reality. And so, you know, it's so important as a society that we, you know, we relook things and we have better programs and we have long-term care. Geez Louise, if we don't get anything out of our government, my God, we better get that one. And our medical insurance is that we have long-term care for people who are drug abusers and alcohol abusers and whatever's needed based on that, because the problem is epidemic. And you can't throw somebody into a 4 to 6 week program, possibly you can stretch it to 8 weeks, and expect that a lifetime is going to change in that amount of time. It doesn't. You need long care processes and biofeedback, and you need healing and medicines for therapeutic touch and Reiki and things to work with these people of the victims of that, so that, you know what, they're not going to do something stupid and take too much of a drug and commit suicide with it, or you know, use it as a form of, you know, for their depression because they can't get the proper medicine or the proper regulation to keep them together. You know, and they say actually, you know, depression is one of the hardest, you know, things to quit. I'm going to say the word quit depression, to get out of, you know, because that's the crux of many of our situation with, you know, the problem at hand with our society not being able to, you know, help with people. And that's what's so hard, is that people are not, I think people take it seriously, but you know what? It's those awarenesses that obviously, like, we had the beautiful awareness of ALS, right? And unless you knew ALS, I knew ALS because I had a cousin that passed away from it. And actually our dog passed away from it. If you can believe that, it's in animals now. Our dog Maxine that passed away a few months back. And so, you know, we create these awareness. We have social media that creates awareness. We have, you know, the situation of, you know, Robin Williams that happened. It creates awareness, and more donations go to programs to help prevention, so that we don't run into these situations where souls have to go and go to the other side to get their help and their healing. And, you know, and that's what's so crazy is, you know, when you see, you know, all these statistics that 73% of the people are tested positive during autopsy for heroin, alcohol, and pot and cocaine in their cocaine in their system. That's a real problem. And, you know, the strongest risk for the suicide is depression. So we got to fix that here. That's part of our message there too. And, you know, when we have, you know, almost 500,000 people a year going to hospitals to, you know, because they've attempted suicide, and we're not giving the proper care and the help that they need, that's a big problem. And, you know, it's so much easier. I always say to everybody, it's so much easier actually to work with your problems here than it is on the other side. There's a lot of work going on for situations. Do I feel that people, when they commit suicide, that you know, it's easy and easy peasy for them over there, that they have to, you know, to get help? It's harder than heck. You know what I mean? They got to process through. They got to work through. You know, they have to challenge themselves of what happened and why, and feel regret or feel, you know, situations. Wouldn't it be easier today if we were able to have programs that helped people, that we had, you know, ownership as parents to our kids so that they get the help? Don't put your head in the sand. It's not going away. And that's a big deal. And you know what? And if we can only shift in our thinking and our society, then, you know, we're able to be able to put that in together so that we can all work together. And that's big. that's the part that we need to shift in our consciousness and our thinking and realize, you know, the gift that we all have here and how when people are in dire straits that, you know, we need to help them so they can get it back. That's a big deal, being able to get it back, huh? So we're going to run to break, everybody, and we will be back shortly. We're going to continue our conversation on how to, what happens to the other side, on the other side with suicide and how we as humans can help people here today. Be back in a minute, everyone.
We've got trouble. Something's just not right. Just this morning, you cried about last night. You said that something's bound to break this time. What's breaking is my heart. I can read between the lines.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And as we were continuing our conversation in reference to suicide and the other side and what happens, two souls who have taken their own lives. It's really interesting because there is you know, we have to remember, you know, as souls, as people, we all come to this earth for a reason, right? I believe in that fully, that everything happens for a reason. We pick who we're with, we pick our parents, we pick our circumstances. There's something that we needed to learn. Our soul had to grow, to come back, and to, obviously, I believe in reincarnation, and our soul revolves. It constantly revolves. We just don't come here for one time unless you did something, everything perfect, fantastic. Then you get the star award there, and you don't have to come back anymore. But I really believe that you come here, you have purpose, you serve it, you learn your lessons, whether it be good or bad, and then you move on, all right? And you hope you get it right, like I said, that you do good for the highest and best good, that you always live your life, you know, one hand gathers to give to the other, you know, in living true purpose, living in kindness, living in love. And, you know, sometimes, obviously, circumstances lend itself to create a pretty helter-skelter kind of situation for people. And when they're in the situation when they have depression or they have, you know, alcohol problems or drug problems or whatever problems or abuse problems that they have to dive into, you know, because of the circumstances at hand of that led them in down this road, you know, to kind of the worst severe penalty, right, that they choose to leave this earth because they can't deal with it anymore. When they receive God's love, and they receive God's love and God's, you know, penetration of vibration that is so strong, so beautiful, all around them, like a big old blanket, is what I like to say. And they receive all that same love with their grandmothers or their loved ones that maybe they needed to connect with to help them heal, because they're healing on the other side, when to understand why the circumstances were so heavy-hearted for them to leave. Or, you know, look at all the poor situations where you have people who maybe are diagnosed with a medical situation, and then they get on medicine that basically literally drives them crazy to commit suicide, right? Or it can be a combination of things that lend itself down that road. And, or it could be, you know, like, and, you know, with, you know, their choice of, and it's not necessarily like, you know, drug overdose. It's people who have shot themselves, poisoned themselves, hung themselves, whatever the situation is, that they get to that point that they just have to end life. I really firmly have seen in the last 14 years of reading that there's no like, damnation for it. There's no punishment for it. What I hear, what I see, what I feel is the point of they have to learn the lesson through love and through honesty is a big word, obviously, with this too, of why they chose that or where the circumstances lend itself where, you know, things were so screwed up that they couldn't get it here and they couldn't get that love and they couldn't get that connection maybe. I did a reading for a woman actually one time, and she had a beautiful son who was his anniversary, and she came in, you know, for a reading, and I read for her, and the son came through and connecting with his mom and saying how much he loved her and saying how much, you know, the circumstances at hand, you know, described obviously how he had passed and what had happened. And, you know, really led into the circumstances of why. And she was so kind. And I get this beautiful note. One thing that happens actually as I read and why I love what I do is actually, you know, because I, with the circumstances, is that I oftentimes get thank you notes or I'll get, you know, emails from people saying what happened after the fact of when I read for somebody. And she wrote this beautiful letter to me thanking me for this reading and how it helped heal her, especially because when I read for her it was around the anniversary time of his passing. And then she had also included a poem that this boy had written, and it was given to his mom on Valentine's Day, and he was around 15 when he wrote this, and I think he passed, if I remember right, in his 20s. And he wrote this poem, and I'm just going to read it because it's really important, and it's gives wonderful message. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, a 15-year-old writing this. He wrote, "Hearts give us life, hearts give us love, hearts give us grace like the sweet morning dove. Hearts give us feelings, either sad or good. Hearts would give us freedom if they could. Hearts see our future, hearts see our past. If hearts could cure, they'd do it real fast. Hearts produce miracles, I guess you could say. Hearts are always working, especially on V-Day." And this boy wrote this poem to his mom. And obviously, the circumstances surrounding what led into his passing was going around at that same time in his world. But you know what? This beautiful soul gave that message to all of us. It's actually, I include this soul story in my book. And he gave this message to all of us to remember that, you know what? Hearts heal. And hearts heal on the other side, too. And you know what? We often forget that. I had a friend of mine, actually, who I grew up with, who passed away from suicide recently. And wonderful person, you know what I mean? Great gal, had beautiful kids. Unfortunately, had circumstances that were pretty tough and terrific by a marriage and a brutal divorce. And, you know, one of those bad deals, as they say, with narcissism and all that kind of thing that goes into it, that when people want to ruin people, you know, that those kind of things, we've all seen it, felt it, know people that's happened, which led into her, the dire straits of circumstances of her passing. Doesn't make it right, but it certainly is actually one of those things that makes people aware. And it makes people aware, you know, of circumstances to always lend a hand, lend people help. You know what I mean? When you say to someone, "Hey, how are you?" Really say it and mean it. And then don't start talking about yourself. We all kind of tend that way, don't we? So, you know, really get into them and how they are. And the best thing you can do, you know what, in circumstances, is there's huge power in prayer. There's huge power in prayer, in enlightenment, in empowerment. And it's just like, you know, earlier when I was talking about the when you read a good book and it makes you feel good, right? Or you've heard someone talk or do a great presentation or listen to a great show. It makes you feel great and makes you feel like you've had a new step, you know, step today and make you feel well. Same thing with actually when people, when souls are on the other side, whether they pass through suicide or whether or not they have not, or they've, that the biggest comfort you can give to someone is prayer on the other side. They feel it, they sense it, they connect with you. It's like you're linking. Just like when I link in a reading, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same gig. You're linking with your love. You're sending positive vibration to that soul. You're sending it vibration that actually they haven't maybe received ever in a long time, especially if there was crazy circumstances in how they died. And you need to send that. You need to, that heals them. That heals them just as much that if you were holding their hand right there in front of them and, you know, saying those, "Hi, how are you?" and really mean it, or "How can I get you help?" or "Do you need assistance?" or "Do you need money to help you?" or "Do you need, you know, emotional help?" or whatever it is, or, you know, whatever it is. But it's important that actually you remember that the souls on the other side aren't just dead, they're alive. And that's a big component that we forget as people. We think, oh, it's just so black and white. You know, you leave this world and you go on to the next. But no one ever says, "Hey, what's in the next," right? And we're all hoping what's in the next. But what I'm telling you is actually with my work, here's what's in the next. And those souls over there on the other side need presence. They need love. And I say presence, not present, like to get a birthday present. But they have presence from you. You remember them. You send them light. You send them love. You send them perpetual light to their souls. You recognize that so that, you know what, they feel it, sense it. And when you feel it, let me tell you something, they're getting it 20-fold on top of that. So remember that when you think of those people that we know who have crossed over. Remember that they need that love vibration still. They need it for healing. They need it for empowerment. And it's important that actually we rekindle that for them. And we do that just through thought. You do that through thought. You do that through prayer. You can do it in your meditation every day when you're grounding yourself. And you can do it actually throughout, you know, if you hear a song and it's them, you can say, hey, buddy, I heard that song about you, and I'm sending it right back to you. You know, they feel it and sense it. We're going to run to break, everyone. And if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to take some questions today. Be back in a moment.
About your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my...
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And I wanted to continue, you know, the importance of actually praying for souls who have passed, especially through suicide. And you know what? Like I said, I do believe that actually whatever they couldn't get here on Earth to help heal them, they get on the other side when they transition. They get it there. They heal up. They feel fulfilled. Their soul moves on, it goes on. And I do think, though, you know, if we had a better society that accepted depression and accepted, you know, helping others even more so and better programming and looking at all that, that would make, I think those statistics would go way down. We see that, you know, 40,000 people a year are committing suicide. I mean, that's a whole town. Think about it. That's how many people we have in our town, basically, that I live in. And, you know, that's important that we understand those statistics and how we can change things. You know, it's interesting too, that even, you know, in race, you know, it goes people who, you know, race, you know, the first one, I obviously white people are the area of where it's strongest in suicide. Next is American Indians, Alaska Natives, you know, Asians, black people, Hispanics are the lowest. So, you look at the geographics in our United States, the western side of the state has the highest population of suicide. And, you know, again, it's things that need to be addressed so that we can prevent, right? Everything's always about prevention. You know, it's just like when we have our babies and our little ones when they're toddlers and you say, you know what, that stove is hot, don't touch it. And you pull them away from the stove and you may tap their hand and say no or say something sternly and so that they don't touch it because it's hot. So you're preventing them from getting a burn. They understand that that's a bad thing to do. Don't do that. That, you know, and, you know, the same thing with that. And like, I'm laughing. We're training a puppy right now. Good old Mojo. He's so cute. He's a corgi. And, you know, I feel like I'm back in that mode again where you're doing prevention. You're, you know, preventing them to get in harm's way. Like, yeah, don't bite those, you know, electrical cords. That's not a good thing to do. And so that's what I'm saying is, if in prevention, you know, as a society, same thing, if we prevent and we have programs and we open up to younger kids and we teach people meditation and we teach people how to relax and we teach people, you know what, the gift of honorment and the gift of who you are and honoring who you are. And there's always honor. There's always self-fulfillment. It's, you know, our head wants to go in such negative ways. You know what I mean? All the time, instead of staying on the positive road, we want to think negative and, oh, poor me. And, oh my gosh, this, that, and the other. And I'm so stressed. And you know what? Stop talking like that. Start talking that, you know what? I'm alive today. It's a good day. I have beauty around me, the sun shining, you know, I can walk the beach today if I wanted to. You know what? I have the power of picking up the phone and calling an old friend to connect with. You know, we have goodness in your world. You know, that's a big message too, is that when people pass on through suicide, we all kind of step back, don't we? And say, oh my gosh, why? Or what if I would have done this or changed something or, as it's just the common nature of what we do. But in those moments when you step back, there's a form of appreciation of what you have. I know there is. And that's the piece of the pie that we all need to realize, and we need to help people who maybe can't see that in that day. I had a client one time, a man came into my office and had just lost his wife and was in dire straits. And literally, as he walked into the room, I thought, oh my God, this man wants to commit suicide. And very seldom does it happen. Actually, that's the first time that's ever happened in my work. And as he came in for the reading, I was like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling. And of course, this past loved one that comes through is talking him out of it, right? And energetically, I'm feeling this, and I'm like, you are not going anywhere, you know, mister. You know what I mean? You are going to live your life. That's not the answer either. When people think, oh, I want to join them, I want to go to the other side where they are. No way, okay? Because let me tell you, whatever you do in your transition, he or she's going to be at a different level of energy of healing themselves, where and you're going to be at a different energy level where you're healing yourself. You're not meeting up. That's not how it works. Your soul will meet up when you're ready to meet up. It doesn't happen like, oh, let's just close one door and walk into the other and let's meet each other again. No way. And so it's important that actually we understand that, you know what, that's not a solution either. And you know what? As a professional person, you know what? After that person left, you know what I mean? I talked with them later on and made sure that they were safe and made sure that, you know, here, you need to call this hotline. You need to get help for yourself. You got to know you're loved. You know what I mean? That's not your solution. So, and, you know, and it wasn't that person's solution, thank goodness. But again, people need to understand that that's not where you're going either. So don't think that, you know, that's a smart way to go about things. It's like, okay, I'm going to join them in heaven. And, you know, that's not going to happen there. You'll join them in heaven, but you're just not going to be with them because you have to work through your circumstances at hand. And so I guess, in other words, we all have our stuff of what we've chosen to pick here to work with our world. And sometimes it can be convoluted and be very hurtful, and the circumstances lend itself to the disease that we have that lends itself to, you know, take our own lives. But know that actually if that happens to someone you know, or it happens, you know, that you know that when you leave this world, you continue that path. You continue healing yourself. You continue working through things. And it's just a lot easier if you can deal with it here. And because it's harder on the other side, you know, because there's a huge adjustment that needs to be made. And it's not something that harms you. But, you know, like anything, you know, just like when you have a conversation with somebody, do you ever want to have a conversation and leave on a bad note? No, we do it sometimes, right? Because we do that kind of stuff. But we always want to leave on a positive note if we can, because you know what? That's what heals us. That's what's who we are. That's what the soul wants. That's what energetically what you want. And that's the part that actually is the component that we remember too, is that that's why when I do readings for people who have committed suicide and they come back, they always come back on a positive note. They all come back and say how much they were loved. They know it now. They know the love that they had for their family members. They don't come back and say, yeah, you SOB, you abused me. You know what I mean? Or you made this circumstance happen for me. I hate your guts. Then no one says that. They come through from a vibration that is so strong because they're encircled around love. They're just encircled around perpetual light of energy of God's love, of family members who have passed. They are protected like no tomorrow, all right? And they're people on the other side, past loved ones or friends of theirs that are healing them. They're part of their healing process. So I guess, like I said, heavy topic today, what we all talked about and putting this all together in reference to suicide and what I see. But I feel that it's a component of, you know, when you talk about things, you know what, it's healthy. It's healthy to do that. And I feel that, you know, it's an important show today. Tomorrow, next week, much lighter show. We're going to do some call-ins and we're going to have some great, another guest on. So I will see you next week, everybody. Enjoy your second cup of coffee tomorrow and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally.
we transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.